SBS Ελληνικά.
Professor Economou, let's begin with your initial assessment of the election campaign so far.
Well, it's been long, it's been bland, it's been characterized by two major party leaders running around the place spending money like, or promising to spend money like drunken sailors, is the old expression. No interest group has been spared the promise of largesse. The Liberal Party has committed itself to bankrolling young people buying houses, which is a ludicrous proposition. The Labor opposition leader has committed himself to paying for a white elephant underground railway system in Melbourne, which is equally as ludicrous. All this has been going on and ratcheting up in the last few weeks. Meanwhile, it looks like somewhere between a quarter to a third of the Australian electorate have already been to the polls and cast their vote before any of this sort of madness descended upon us all. So I rather suspect that voters will be pleased when the campaign is over. I think that they've become impervious to Scott Morrison, they've become impervious to Bill Shorten. Another person they're probably pretty sick and tired of hearing from is Clive Palmer, although you don't hear much of him directly, you mainly see him through his advertising. And I think it'll be a feeling of merciful relief on Saturday when the polls, the official polling day starts and the campaign can stop.
During this campaign, we've seen the role of the social media in the political discourse expanding and causing the resignation of many candidates. Former Prime Minister John Howard has said that the social media have made the political exchange tawdry. What is your opinion?
Well, look, I think that there's always been a tawdry element to politics, you know, because you are dealing with human beings after all, and there's always the capacity for tawdry behaviour. I think that the interesting thing about social media is that it's expanded the forums in which people can say things, that it encourages reactive speech rather than thought. I think computers do that generally. We've become a community of people who react to things rather than think about things before we commit ourselves to words and what have you. Having said all of that, I would point out that the vast majority of the people who've been caught out by this sort of stuff are really people who are quite low down in the pecking order of the political parties. That the overwhelming majority of them were candidates running for one major party or running for a party like the Greens in seats that the other major party is very dominant in, or that the minor party in the case of the Greens had no chance of winning. So what this is suggesting is that, you know, there's a really, I think that there's, when you factor in the need to vet everything that anybody's ever said on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or whatever else is going on out there, along with their complicated backstory, because remember, we're all also supposed to be Australian citizens consistent with Section 44(1) of the Constitution, and the political parties, the organisations, are supposed to be doing all of this vetting. It's a task of enormous administrative responsibility, which I think the parties struggle to achieve for their winnable candidates. Quite clearly, the party organisations can't cope with the fringe players in a party organisation, those people who are being pre-selected at the local level in seats that they can't possibly win. So they've been embarrassed by all of that. I don't know what the future will hold on this. You can't stop social media, can't stop computers. Presumably the parties are going to have to think a little bit more carefully about pre-selections in these far-flung seats. But I do think that there's an element of people making mountains out of molehills on some of this stuff.
Finally, would you care to predict the winner of the upcoming election?
I can't see how the coalition can win this. They're already in a minority position. They've spent most of the campaign trying to defend ultra-marginal to sort of mid-range safe Liberal seats. In Victoria, for example, the Liberals are very concerned about seats like Higgins and Flinders. If that's what the Liberal Party's worried about, then they're in serious trouble. So I suspect that Labor will win this and win this quite comfortably.
Professor Economou, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Απολαύστε περισσότερες ιστορίες στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την σελίδα μας στη διεύθυνση sbs.com.au/Greek.